主正在怀念着我们。
The Lord is thinking of us.
这是何等甘美的一个思想。
And how precious is this thought?
弟兄姊妹，我们今天早上来到神的殿堂。
Brothers and sisters, this morning we come to the house of God.
我们跟弟兄姊妹一起在这里敬拜神。
And with brothers and sisters, we worship together.
你不要忘记一件事情。
Now don't forget of this one thing.
神正在怀念着我们。
That God is thinking of you.
也许你在高山，也许你在低谷。
Maybe you're on the top of a mountain or the depth of the valley.
但是重要的是神正在怀念着你。
But the important thing is that God is thinking of you.
我们早上带着这个确据。
So this morning, let's bring with us this assurance.
我们领受下面神要给我们的一些话语。
And to receive this word.
当我们在这世上的每一天。
I hope that every day when we're in this world.
能够充满喜乐。
That we will be filled with joy.
不是因为环境顺利。
Not because we are going through a smooth path.
乃是因为神一直在怀念着我们。
But it's because God is thinking of you all the time.
我们一起来读一段圣经。
Let's read a couple of verses.
约翰福音二十一章十五到十九节。
John chapter 21, 15 through 19.
如果你们自己带着圣经
，If you have your own Bible,
用你自己的圣经
，Open it up.
如果没有带，你可不可以举起来我看看
？Let me see your Bible.
很多人没有带，我鼓励你们以后每次都要带自己的圣经。
I ask and encourage you to bring your own Bible.
当然你听到一些重要的事情你可以写下来
so that you can take notes.
今后你在读的时候里面就满了恩膏
so next time when you open it up you can see your learning.
我们一起来读约翰福音二十一章十五到十九节
John chapter 21, 15 through 19.
好一起来
Together,
他们吃完早饭耶稣对西门彼得说
Simon,
约翰的西门你要比这些更深吗彼得说
哇
是的你知道我耶稣对他说你喂养我的小羊第十六节耶稣第二次又对他说约翰儿子西门你爱他彼得说哇是的你知道我爱你耶稣说你牧养我的羊第三次对他说约翰儿子西门你爱他彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说你爱他就忧愁对耶稣说主啊你是无所不知的你知道我爱你耶稣说你喂养我的羊我实实在在告诉你你年长的自己树上站着随意往来但年老的时候你要伸出手来别人要把你树上带你到你愿意去的地方耶稣说的话是指着彼得要怎样子荣耀神说的话就对他你跟从我吧
Follow me.
好我们一起低头祷告
Let's pray.
耶稣我们感谢你我们赞美你
Lord Jesus we thank you and we praise you
早上我们来到你的面前
This morning we come to you
我们在求你自己的话来光照我们
We ask that your words will shine its light on us
释放我们的光景
To look at our circumstances
释放我们是需要你的
To know that we need you
我们常常在旷野里面我们干渴
A lot of times we are thirsty in the wilderness
我们没有水喝
and we are without water.
但是主啊你说你的话要成为我们的粮食
But yet Lord you said that your words will become our bread.
你的话要解我们里面的干渴
and your words will quench our thirst.
早上我们来到你的面前
so this morning we come to you.
我们全然祝福你自己的话
we ask that you will bless your own words.
我们自己我知道你的话句句都有能力
because we know that your words is with power.
当你说下来的话你的话就不突然反应
And when you give us your words will not be in vain.
当然的话，当我们成为粮食，成为我们的生命。
So let your words be our daily bread.
早上我们安静在你的面前。
And this morning we come to you in peace.
求你来祝福我们。
We ask that you will bless our time.
开我们的心，开我们的耳。
Open up our heart and open up our ears.
我们来领受你自己的祝福。
So that we can receive your blessing.
做出口的和聆听的主都在一个灵的里面。
May you bless all of us in the same spirit.
我们欢迎圣灵自由运行在我们中间。
We ask that your spirit will walk among us.
带领我们继续的敬拜你。
Lead us to worship you.
将祷告靠主耶稣基督的
名。In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 从前几年以前，古董店发现了有一个琴，那个琴叫做交尾琴。
I know a long time ago there is this artifact shop. They find this old piano.
这个琴呢，它有一部分的木头是被烧焦了的。
Now this instrument was built of wood, but a piece of this wood is burnt.
那这个他们这个木头是从火里面抢救出来的。
Now this piece of wood was actually taken out from a fire.
因为那个火把那个木头中的那个水分呢、啊，烧到了干烧掉烧干到一个某一种程度。
Now it is because of that piece of wood that is already dried in the fire.
所以呢，当这个木头又被匠人来制造成琴的时候
，So that's why when this piece of wood is made for this musical instrument，
就发出很优美的声音来。
It now can put up really beautiful sound.
如果这个木头虽然被抢出来，但是却没有在匠人的手下。
Now, if this piece of wood was taken out by a fire from a fire but was never used,
如果这样的话，那个琴，这个木头就是一个烧焦的木头而已。
Now, in that case, that piece of wood would just be a burnt piece of wood.
但是因为这个木头在匠人的手下制造成了琴，这个琴就成为一个非常非常优美的一个琴。
But now, it is because this piece of burnt wood was used and made into this instrument, it becomes useful.
弟兄姊妹，也许你就是那个烧焦的木头。
Brothers and sisters, maybe you are this piece of wood.
你在这个世界上，你会觉得你一无所事。
Maybe you thought that you are nothing in this world.
没有错，你实在是一无所事。
I tell you that is true. We are nothing in this world.
如果你不让神在你身上继续的工作
，because if you do not let God's work on you，
你不过就是一个烧焦的木头。
Can I tell you that we are all just a piece of burnt wood？
当然，把我们自己让在神的手中。
But now, if we put ourselves in God's hand，
让在这位造物主的手中。
And let this creator of all things
神要在我们身上做出那美丽的工作。
And God will do his beautiful work on us.
我们要为他发出那美妙的声音来。
And now we could put up beautiful sound for our Lord.
刚刚我们读的这段圣经里面讲到约翰福音的21章。
Now the couple of verses that we just read is from John chapter 21.
事实上约翰到写到23章的时候最后一节好像是约翰福音应该是写完了。
Now I tell you that in chapter 20 of John, the last verse 31, it seems like it's a good ending.
那边说我记这些事情是要叫你们信耶稣是基督。
At the end it says, but these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ.
是神的儿子。
The Son of God.
并且叫你们信了他就可以因他的名得生命。
And that believing, you may have life in his name.
可是继续的还有第21章。
Yet, the Gospel of John didn't end, and we have chapter 21.
在第21章里面，如果我们去读来，我们就发现这一章里面全部都是讲到主耶稣跟彼得。
Now, in the whole chapter 21, you will recognize that the whole chapter is only Jesus and Peter.
原来啊，这一章是专门为彼得写的。
Well, the whole chapter 21 is written just for Peter.
因为彼得三次否认主。
Because Peter has denied Lord three times.
他否认主以后，他一定是认为他自己是完了。
And then I think that after he has denied the Lord three times, he thought that his life is over.
他觉得神的救赎、神的救恩已经跟他无分无关了。
Peter would think that he would no longer count it as a disciple.
因为主曾经在地上的时候说，我在我天父的面前，如果这个人不认我，我在我天父的面前也必不认他。
Because the Lord said that if there's anyone that deny me in my name, then I will also deny him in heaven.
主耶稣从死里复活以后
，But after Christ has resurrected. He wants to forgive Peter and he wants to take Peter back. So that's why we have chapter 21. Now let's take a look at who Peter is.
彼得是一个用自己的方法，用自己的血气来爱神的一个人。
Now Peter is someone who relies on his own might to serve God.
在马太福音第16章那边说，主耶稣向门徒透露说，他不久的将来，他就要被钉死在十字架上。
Now in Matthew chapter 16, Jesus foretold that he will suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests.
但是三天以后，他要从死里复活。
And be killed, but be raised up on the third day.
彼得这个时候就拉住主耶稣说，主啊，万不可如此，这事并不临到你。
And then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him, saying that, God forbid it, Lord, this shall never happen to you.
主耶稣转过身来对彼得说什么？撒旦，你退我后边去啊！你是绊倒我脚的。
And then Jesus turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind.
因为你不体贴神的意思，你只体贴人的意思。
For you are not setting your mind on God's interest, but man's.
彼得爱主是用他自己的方法，用他自己的血气。
Now Peter relies on his own might and emotion to serve God.
另外我们看看，彼得是一个路见不平拔刀相助的一个性情中人。
Now on the other hand, when Peter sees injustice, he always steps up and take action.
记不记得主耶稣被卖的那一个晚上，门徒和主一起到了客西马尼园里面，他要警醒祷告。
Now remember on the nights when Jesus was betrayed, Jesus took his disciples to Gethsemane to pray.
可是一连三次，耶稣就发现门徒都睡着了。Now
for three times, Jesus finds that his disciple cannot keep watch for him.
彼得也是其中一个。And
Peter was one of his disciples.
可是不久以后，那个大祭司和罗马兵丁，他们带着刀棒来捉拿耶稣的时候。
Now very soon, when the chief priest led his servant with swords and clubs,
彼得就拔出刀来削掉那个大祭司仆人的右耳，对不对？
Then Peter drew out his sword and struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his ear.
所以我们可以看见彼得是一个性情中人。
So we now see that Peter is an emotional man.
他看见这些不公义的事情、不法的事情发生在主的身上，他就拔刀相助。
When he sees injustice on Jesus, he took out his sword and cut off the servant's ears.
另外，彼得是一个不认识自己的人。Now
also, we know that Peter doesn't truly know himself.
在主耶稣被捉拿之前，主耶稣曾警告彼得说。
Now, before Jesus was taken away, Jesus said this to Peter.
我实在告诉你啊，就在今天晚上，鸡叫两遍以前，你要三次不认我。
Jesus said to Peter, Truly I say to you that these very nights, before a rooster crows, you will deny me three times.
彼得又说话了。And
then what did Peter say?
他说我就是必须和你一同死，我也总不能够不认。And
Peter said, Even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you.
结果呢，彼得三次不认主。Then
what happened? Then Peter denied Jesus three times.
他喜欢说大话。Because
Peter would like to boast about himself.
因为他不认识他自己。Because
he doesn't know himself.
彼得三次不认主，我们可以说是彻彻底底的失败了。And
when Peter denies Jesus three times, you can see that Peter is a complete failure.
因为还没有跌倒之前，主耶稣已经警告他说：“鸡叫两遍先，你要三次不认我。”Because
Jesus already foretold Peter that before the rooster crows, you would deny me three times.
因为已经有预警告诉他说你要跌倒的。Because
Jesus has already foretold Peter that he will stumble and fall.
结果果然他跌倒了。Now
then, what happened? He fell.
第二个，彼得的跌倒。 彼得的不认主是无话可说的。Now
secondly, Peter cannot deny nor excuse himself from his failure.
因为他是在使女的面前来否认耶稣的。Because
Peter denied Jesus in front of a lowly servant girl.
使女在那个时代里面是地位比较低微的。Now
a servant girl at that time has no social status.
所以彼得在那些使女的面前反主，换句话说，他没有生命的危险。
So in fact, a servant girl cannot bring any real threat to Peter.
彼得三次不认主，他失败的非常彻底，他自己也认为自己是无药可救了。
So Peter's failure is without excuse and cannot be denied. So Peter failed completely.
可是主耶稣没有放弃他。
But yet Jesus never gave up on him.
主仍然怀念他。
And Jesus wants to bring him back.
圣经上记载着最少三次主耶稣亲自的来提到彼得，来寻找彼得。
Now in the Bible, it says more than three times that Jesus mentioned Peter's name and wanted to bring him back.
第一次
The first time
是在大祭司的院子里面，当主耶稣被审问的时候。
Is in the courtyard of the high priest when Jesus was being persecuted.
这个彼得就混在这些仆人的中间，在那里烤火取火。
And Peter was hidden in a big crowd.
结果他就在这些使女还有这些仆役的面前三次否认主。
Peter was next to the charcoal fire and he denied Jesus three times in front of a servant girl.
这里有一个何等的对比。
And here you could see this comparison.
当主耶稣在那里面对着那些法利赛人大祭司的时候
When Jesus was in the courtyard being persecuted by the council.
彼得在那里是面对着这些仆役们。
And Peter was sitting in front of servants.
主耶稣说我是神的儿子。
When Jesus proclaims that I am the Son of God.
彼得在那里说我不认识他，我真的不认识他。
And then on the other side, Peter is denying, saying that I do not know of this man.
立刻鸡就叫了。
Then after that, the rooster crows.
路加福音说得更好。
And in Luke, it gives us a better description.
主耶稣转过身来看彼得。
It says that the Lord turned and looked at Peter.
彼得这时候就想起来，主耶稣曾经警告他的，鸡叫两遍以前，你要三次不认我。
And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had told him, before a rooster crows today, you will deny me.
当主耶稣的面光，那个目光跟彼得的目光四目交接的时候。
And afterJesus turned and looked at Peter.
主耶稣的眼光里面没有责备。
And in Jesus looked, he's not looking at him to punish Peter.
满了慈爱。
But only filled with love.
满了温柔。
The gaze of love.
这个爱的目光就折服了彼得。
And this gaze of love.Now surrender, Peter.
就融化了彼得。
So that now Peter is melt from this gaze of our Lord.
圣经说彼得就跑出去痛哭。
And then here in the Bible it says, and Peter went out and weep bitterly.
这是第一次。
Now this is the first time.
第二次，主耶稣复活那一天的早晨。
And then on the second time, on the morning of Jesus' resurrection.
天使对着来到坟墓里面那些妇女们说
When the angels talked to the woman that came to the grave
让你们去告诉我的门徒和彼得
And said, go tell my disciples and Peter
说我要在他们以先去加利利去在那里我要跟他们相见
That I will go in ahead of you to Galilee then I will meet you
在这里主耶稣特别提到我的门徒和彼得。
And here the angels mention, go tell my disciples and Peter.
特别把彼得的名字讲出来。
Specifically mentioning Peter by name.
因为主耶稣知道彼得现在正落在失败和软弱的中间。
Because our Lord Jesus knows that Peter at that time is in his own sorrow.
需要被扶持。
In his own regrets and he needs to be lifted up.
主耶稣也知道彼得这个时候心情是满了懊悔
And Jesus knew that Peter was in a lot of regrets
满了自责
A lot of sorrow
所以主耶稣特别提到我的门徒和彼得
So that's why Jesus mentioned Peter by name
他要间接的告诉彼得说彼得啊我正思念着你我正怀念你
Because Jesus wants Peter to know that he is thinking and he remembers Peter.
第三次是主耶稣到加利利海边来寻找彼得。
And the third time is when Jesus is now at the seashore of Galilee looking for Peter.
主耶稣复活以后，彼得和其他的六个门徒就跑到照着主的吩咐到了加利利。
And after Jesus is resurrected, Peter with the other disciples they went to Galilee.
他们到那里因为还没有看到主，还等不到主。
They went to Galilee to look for God, but they can't find him.
结果彼得说，哎，我们去打鱼去。
So then Peter said, let's go fishing.
结果那六个门徒就跟着彼得去打鱼。
Then all these other disciples followed Peter and went fishing.
那一个晚上他什么都没有，他们什么都没有打到。
And they spent the whole night and they caught nothing.
天快亮的时候。
And now when the day was now breaking,
复活的主显现在岸边。
Jesus now stood on the beach.
那个时候门徒又冷又饿又疲倦。
And at that time, all these disciples, they are hungry, they are cold, and they are tired.
主耶稣早就在岸边为他们预备好了炭火和鱼饼。
But Jesus has already prepared for them a charcoal fire and breakfast.
又知道他们什么都没打到。
And Jesus knows that they caught nothing.
就告诉他们说，你们下网到船的右边。
And he said, how about you guys cast your net on the right side of your boat?
他们听了以后就下网到船的右边，就果然打了153条大鱼。
And then they heard Jesus and they followed his command. They cast their net to the right side and they caught 153 fish.
主耶稣带着柔情，带着慈爱，带着鱼饼，带着炭火，在岸边来寻找彼得。
So Jesus came to them, prepared with love, a fire, breakfast, to find his disciples.
他没有责备彼得。
For Jesus was never with any anger.
你为什么又回头去打鱼了呢？
He never asked Peter, why did you choose to go fishing again?
我不是把那个大使命托付给你了吗？
I thought I already gave you your commission.
你怎么没有去宣教呢？
How come you're not now preaching my gospel?
主耶稣没有责备彼得。
For Jesus never wanted to punish Peter.
他们反而是他们花了一个晚上在那里打鱼。
And yet, Peter and the disciples, they spent a whole night catching nothing.
却一无所获。
Nothing.
后来他们听了主的吩咐，就下网打鱼，在船的右边下网打鱼，就打到153条。
And then after they heard Jesus' command, when they cast their net to the right side, they now caught 153 fish.
再次的提醒了彼得。
Once and once again, Jesus reminds Peter.
主耶稣说过，你离了我，你们什么都不能做。
He reminds his disciples that without him, they cannot accomplish anything.
你信靠我，你就有祝福。
But yet, if you relied on me, then you will be filled with blessings.
彼得再次的经历了主的爱。
And at that moment, Peter experienced Christ's love again.
主的爱又一次的温暖了他里面的心。
That the love of our Lord has now touched Peter once more.
在加利利海边，他们吃完饭了以后。
Now at the seashore of Galilee, after they have finished breakfast.
主耶稣对他们对彼得说，你爱我比这些更多吗？
Peter asked Peter, do you love me more than this?
然后接着又说，你喂养我的小羊。
And then he said to Peter, tend my lambs.
你从上下文说你爱我比这些更多吗？从上下文里面知道这些指的这153条大鱼。
Now, if you look at it with the rest of the content, when Jesus asked, do you love me more than these? These is the 153 fish that they just caught.
主耶稣说，你爱我胜过这些属地的这些东西吗？
So when Jesus asked them, do you love me more than these? These is also the worldly things.
在这里我们可以看见主耶稣有一个需要。
Here, we see that Jesus has a need.
他需要彼得更多的来爱他。
He needs and wants Peter to love him some more.
主耶稣在这里用的爱是 agape 的爱。
Now here, the love that Jesus used is the love of agape.
彼得所说的乃是 filia, 就是说我是朋友的爱，我只能用朋友的爱来爱你。
But when Peter responded, is the love of philia, which is the brotherly love.
主要彼得深深的完全的来爱他。
But Jesus is asking Peter to love him with the perfect love.
但是彼得说不行，我只能用朋友的来爱你。
But then Peter responded and said, I love you with only my brotherly love.
第一次这样讲，第二次主耶稣又是这样的问。
And then now Jesus asked him the second time.
结果第三次呢，主耶稣说好，彼得啊，你就用你的腓力来爱，你用朋友的爱来爱我吧。
So on the third time, Jesus said, fine, you can love me with the love of filial, the brotherly friend love.
结果彼得就忧愁了。
So Peter was sad.
他说你是无所不知的，彼得不敢再讲大话了。
And Peter said, you know of all things.
主耶稣说好，彼得你没有办法用阿加贝的爱来爱我，你用朋友的爱来爱我吧。
So then Jesus said, if you cannot love me with the love of agape, then you can love me with the love of filial.
然后接下来主说你喂养我的羊。
And then Jesus said, shepherd my sheep.
主耶稣在地上的时候曾经差遣七十个人到各城各地去传教。
Now there was one time when Jesus sent out 70 people to spread his gospel.
当这七十个人欢欢喜喜的回来的时候，就对主怎么说呢？
Now, after these 70 people came back to our Lord, what did they say?
他说主啊，因着你的名就是鬼也服了我们。
And these 70 people said, with the power of your name, we can now cast out demons.
主耶稣对他们说，你们不要因为鬼服了你们，你们就欢喜。
And then Jesus said, do not be rejoiced because the demons are afraid of my name.
要因为你们的名被记录在天上而欢喜。
But you should rejoice because now your name is in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常非常重要的一个问题。
Brothers and sisters, this is an important question.
我们是爱赐恩的主呢，我们还是爱神赐给我们的恩赐呢？
Now, do we love the giver more than we love our gift?
如果我们在这件事情上没有弄清楚，没有知道哪一个重要。
Now, if we cannot tell which one is more important,
如果是这样，我们跟随神的这种情形会越来越糟糕。
And I'll tell you that we are walking the wrong path.
主耶稣是希望我们爱他胜过一切。
Jesus wants us to love him more than anything else.
没有错，神会在这个生活中间祝福我们。
Yes, now Jesus will bless us in all our aspects.
但是主不会让我们因为这地上的祝福而不去爱他。
Now, Jesus doesn't want us to count on our blessing so much that we forgot to love him.
我们是爱神的礼物呢，还是赐我们礼物的神呢？
Now, do we love the gift of God more, or do we love the giver?
我们是服侍神呢，我们还是服侍殿呢？
Now, are we serving God or are we serving the temple?
1991年的时候
In 1991,
我从南加州跑到北加州
I came from Southern California to Northern California.
我这时候想要做老板
And at that time, I wanted to be my own boss.
所以我就开了一个自己开了一个公司
So I opened up my own company.
神非常的祝福我
And God blessed me a lot.
公司的生意越来越好
And my company groaned.
我本来一天花大概八到十个小时在公司。
In the beginning, I would spend about 8 to 10 hours at my own company.
慢慢的，我一天花到15到16个小时。
And then slowly, I started spending 15 to 16 hours each day.
除了吃饭睡觉，我就在公司。
Besides eating and sleeping, I would be at work.
有一天，我有一个意念。
One day, I have this vision.
我说我是做奴隶呢，还是做老板？
He said, am I actually a boss or am I just a servant?
我主日的聚会本来是早上参加早上的崇拜。
Before, I would go into the worship in the morning.
我慢慢的把早上的崇拜挪到先是早上崇拜但是会迟到早退。
So first, I would attend on time, then slowly, I would come in late.
后来发现我住的地方附近有一个美国教会。
And then slowly, I find another American church that is closer to where I live.
他们有晚上的崇拜。
And at that church, they have night service.
所以我又早上的崇拜又改到晚上的崇拜。
So I no longer attend the morning service, but now I go to the night service.
我是爱神，我已经变成爱神所赐给我的祝福。
And I now became a love more of God's blessing.
我忘记了神。
And I forgot about God.
有一天晚上在那里聚会的时候
And one night I was at a service
有一个牧师他就讲了一篇道
A pastor was giving out his message
他是一个结结巴巴的一个牧师
Now he doesn't he speaks stumblingly
他就讲完道以后他说我唱一首诗歌给你们听
And then after he finished his sermon he said let me sing you a song
他说你知道结巴的人说话都是不很清楚的。
And then he says, "Don't you know that I cannot speak clearly?"
但是如果要唱歌，那就是更难听了。
But when I sing, it would be worse.
但是他说，我却要唱一首歌给我的主君。
But yet he says, "But I want to sing a song to my Lord."
当他一开始唱的时候
，And when he started singing,
我的眼泪就掉下来了。
Then I start shedding my tear.
我说我是一个健康的人。
And I said, "I am perfectly healthy."
你在我身上有够多的恩典。
And I have received a lot of blessings.
你在我身上也有一个呼召。
And I know that you have a calling on me.
但是我看看我自己，我变成一个怎么样的人
？But when I look at myself, what have I become?
我成为金钱的奴隶。
I have now become a servant of money.
我不像神的儿女。
And I no longer can call myself children of God.
那天晚上我就做了决定。
So that night I made a decision.
我说我要把我的公司关掉。
And I said, I'm going to close down my own company.
我去帮别人做。
Let me just go work for someone else.
做一个一般的工程师。
And I'll just be a mediocre engineer.
我愿意好好的来追求主，好好的来服侍神。
So that I could spend more time serving my Lord.
弟兄姊妹
,brothers, sisters.
这是一个失败的经验。
I am an example of a failure.
但是神没有放弃我。
But yet God has never given up on me.
当我在最悖逆的时候，神仍然怀念着我。
When I was the most wicked, God remembers me.
是神差遣那个牧师来对我说话。
It is God who sent that service, that sermon to me that one night.
当亚伯拉罕年纪很大的时候
，Now when Abraham was old,
神就赐给他一个应许的儿子。
God gave Abraham a son, Isaac.
当然亚伯拉罕非常疼爱他
Of course, at that time, Abraham treated Isaac as the most precious.
有一天神说亚伯拉罕你把你那独生的爱子来献来给我做燔祭
And one day, God asked Abraham to offer up Isaac as a burnt offering.
神要试验亚伯拉罕说你是爱他还是你爱你自己的儿子
Because God wants to test Abraham to see if Abraham loves Isaac more than he loves God.
神把这两件事情放在亚伯拉罕的面前要他做出一个拣选
So God put both things in front of Abraham and asked him to make a choice.
在北加州的时候有一个弟兄他一对夫妇他们有大概七八年结婚七八年都没有小孩
Now when I was serving in Northern California there's this one couple they've been married for 7 or 8 years they never have any child
他们就要求团契为他祷告，要求教会为他们祷告。
So they asked for the fellowship for the whole church to pray for them.
他们两个都非常爱主。
And they both love the Lord very much.
但是他们不明白神为什么不把一个孩子赐给他们。
And they don't understand how come God has not given them a child yet.
终于有一天，他太太怀孕了。
And finally, one day, the wife is now pregnant.
教会为他感恩，团契为他们感恩。
And the whole church rejoiced and praised the Lord.
孩子生下来了。
And now they gave birth to a child.
慢慢的，先是姊妹不来聚会了。
And slowly, the sisters stopped coming to the church.
慢慢的，弟兄也不来聚会了。
And very slowly, even the brother don't come to the church.
当他问他说，哎，你们来聚会啊？他们是 baby 这个 baby 那个。
So when we start asking them, how come they don't come to the church anymore? They will say that because of the baby of this, because of the baby of that.
他们生活的中心就围绕着 baby.
And now their whole life centers around that baby.
那个时候大家都明白了一件事情。
And then at that time, everyone now realized this one thing.
为什么神迟迟的不给他孩子？
How come God has delayed so much giving them a child?
因为当神祝福他的时候，他就落在那个陷阱的里面。
Because we know that when God gave them this blessing, they now only look at the blessing.
他们就没有办法再爱主了。
And they no longer are close to the Lord.
神要我们爱他。
And God wants us to love him.
有一个目的。
For one purpose.
就是要我们来喂养他的羊。
So that we can shepherd his lamb.
其实今天马其顿的呼声在我们中间还不断的发出。
And today the priestess of Macedonia is in us.
借着周围的环境，借着讲台的信息，常常告诉我们，现在庄稼已经熟了。
Through the podium, through the messages, we know that the field is now ready to be harvested.
可是收割的工人在哪里呢？
But now, where are the workers?
爱主的人在哪里呢？
Where are the people that love God?
难怪主耶和华神对着以赛亚说什么呢？
Now, no wonder, this is what God spoke to Isaiah.
他说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？
He said to Isaiah,Who can I send forth?
在这里，耶和华神不是说谁能为我们去。
Here, God is not asking who can do it for me.
在主这边，主说谁肯为我们去。
But here, God is asking who is willing to go.
能是讲到才干。
Someone who can relies on his talents.
肯是讲到心愿。
But someone who is willing has a heart.
主说谁肯为我们去。
God today is asking who is willing to go.
摩西在旷野牧羊的时候，
Now when Moses was a shepherd,
神呼召他说，你去回到埃及，带领我的百姓出埃及。
God asked Moses to go to Egypt and lead his people out of Egypt.
摩西看看自己，
And Moses looked at himself.
看我只会放羊。
And Moses said, I am only a shepherd.
我是左口笨舌的。
Now I am slow of speech.
也许神今天也来呼召你。
Maybe God is calling you today.
你看看自己什么都不会。
And you look at yourself and you said, I am without any gift.
然后你跟主说什么？
And then what do you say to God?
主啊，你愿意打发谁，你就打发谁吧。
But on the other hand, you will say to God that whoever you want to send, send forth.
弟兄姊妹，神不是要差遣那有能干的。
Brothers and sisters, I tell you that God is not looking for the one who is with talent.
神是要差遣那个愿意的，那个爱他的。
But God is looking for someone who has the will to go.
我们的主是好牧人。
Now that our God is a good shepherd.
他只能把他自己的羊交托给爱他的人。
And he can only give his lambs and sheep to the people that love him.
如果我们爱主，我们一定会爱主的羊。
If we love God, then we will love his sheep.
如果我们不爱主，神不会把他的羊托给你的。
And if we don't love God, then God will not give us his sheep.
后来主又对彼得说，你年少的时候，你自己要束上带子，随意的往来。
Then Jesus said to Peter and said, When you were younger, you used to gird yourself and walk wherever you wished.
但是你年老的时候，你要伸出你的手来，别人要把你带到你不愿意去的地方。
But when you are older, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will gird you and bring you wherever you do not wish to go.
彼得从一个随意往来的人变成一个被人家束上带子带到不愿意去地方的人，这是一个很大的一个改变。
Now before, when Peter was young, he can go wherever he goes, but when he is older, he is now bounded and he is led to places that he does not want to go.
我们会问，是什么力量使得彼得有这样大的改变呢？
And then we'll ask, what is this power that changed Peter so completely?
是这份爱。
And I tell you that it is this love.
是神。是主耶稣那天晚上的那个目光。
It is that a gaze of love that one night.
是主耶稣来到加利利寻找他的那个爱。
Is when the moment when Jesus came to Galilee and seek for Peter.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这地上，我们愿意被人家藐视。
Brothers and sisters, we can be dismayed in this world.
我们愿意被人家称为你们是世界上的渣滓。
And then we can even be called that we are the crumbs of this world.
没有别的原因。
Because there's no other reason.
是因为神的爱在我们的里面。
It is now because we are touched by God's love.
这个爱重水不能熄灭，大水也不能淹没。
And it is a love that cannot be quenched, and it is a love that cannot be washed away.
接着主耶稣说，你跟从我吧。
And then at the end, Jesus said to Peter, follow me.
主耶稣来呼召彼得，彼得，你来跟从我吧。
And Jesus asked Peter once more, follow me.
彼得是不是第一次要答应来跟随神呢？
Now is this the first time Peter wanted to follow
Jesus? 不是的，他已经撇下一切来跟随耶稣了。
No, Peter already chose the first time that he would give up everything to follow Jesus.
为什么主耶稣又再次地说，彼得，你来跟从我？
Then how come at these words Jesus is asking Peter to follow him again?
原来彼得第一次跟随是在他天然的生命里面跟随的。
I'll tell you this, the first time when Peter chose to follow Christ, he followed him in his flesh.
他用他自己天然的生命跟在这位道成肉身的耶稣的面后面。
He followed this flesh of words with his own flesh.
可是现在不一样了。
But now on this second time is different.
神的爱折服了彼得。
That God's love now surrender Peter.
彼得愿意跟在一个看不见的神的面，神的后面。
And now Peter can follow Christ who now cannot be seen.
这个复活的主的爱紧紧地抓住他。
This resurrected Lord now capture Peter with his love.
从前他是用他自己来跟随耶稣的。
Before Peter followed Christ with his flesh.
结果呢，他失败了。
And then he failed.
今天这个神的爱来融化了他。
Now today he is now melted in the love of God.
今天这个神的爱包围着他。
Now he is now surrounded with the love of God.
他甘心情愿地紧紧跟随。
So now that's why he now surrenders and follows.
他愿意来牧养神的羊群。
He follows with all his will to shepherd God's sheep.
他愿意被人家束上带子，带到他不愿意去的地方。
And he is now even willing to be bounded and led to places that he did not want to go.
是神的爱。
It is God's love.
是神的爱抓住了彼得。
It's God's love that has now captured Peter's heart.
在初代教会，那个基督徒受到大逼迫的时候。
In the beginning of the church foundations, when Christians are persecuted.
那个时候罗马一片混乱。
At that time, the whole Roman Empire was in chaos.
那个时候基督徒就劝彼得说，彼得啊，你赶快去躲避一下吧。
And at that time, a lot of the Christians, they asked Peter to hide away.
彼得不愿意离开神的羊。
But yet, Peter did not want to depart from the sheep of God.
可是那个情势一天一天的乱了。
But then, the days get worse.
就在一天的早晨。 彼得就顺着一条大路，就要逃开，逃出这个罗马城。
So on this one morning, Peter was planning to leave this city.
他走了不久，就看到前面有一片大光。
To leave Rome, and when he was walking away, he see this light.
他一看，一定睛一看，不是别人，正是主耶稣。
When he looked at this light, he recognized that it is no other than the Lord Himself.
彼得说：“主啊，你要往哪里去？”
And then Peter asked, Lord, where are you going?
主耶稣面带愁容。
And then Lord Jesus, at times he looks sorrowed.
彼得啊，你离弃了我的羊群，我要回到罗马城，要再被钉十字架。
And then Peter heard that Jesus said, because now you are leaving my sheep and leaving Rome, I now have to go back and be nailed to the cross again.
彼得听了以后，立刻就转身回罗马城去了。
And then after Peter heard what he heard, he turned around and he went back into Rome.
不久以后，彼得就被捕。
And very soon, Peter was arrested.
人要把他钉十字架。
And people want to put Peter on the cross.
他要求那些人说，我不配与我的主同样的方式钉十字架。
And then Peter says, I'm not worthy to die the same way that Christ did.
请你们把我倒钉十字架吧。
Can you please nail me to the cross upside down?
弟兄姊妹，彼得曾经用自己天然的生命来爱主，来跟随主。
Brothers and sisters, Peter once used his flesh to love God.
结果他失败了。
Then he failed miserably.
但是主怀念他，主的爱来医治他。
But our Lord remembers him and used more his love to heal Peter.
我们回顾彼得的一生。
Now, if you look at the life of Peter,
因着他的跌倒，因着他的失败，神才能够在他身上做工。
It is because of his falling, because of his stumbling, God can work on Peter some more.
弟兄姊妹,
So brothers and sisters, you and I, we share a lot of failures. And you and I, we are full of weakness. But I tell you that do not be self-pitiful. Because there's this one great thought. Is that the Lord is remembering you right now. He's thinking of you and He wants to treat your wound. He wants to use your weakness to become the great work of His hand. Now the failure of Peter becomes the wounds of Peter. And then God works on his wound. And then at the end, God calls on Peter. And God now gives his sheep to Peter. So that Peter can now be an outlet of God's love. Now in 1929, there's this college football game.
乔治亚州跟加州 在那里做比赛。
Now Georgia Tech and Cal were in the Rose Bowl.
加州大学在上半场的时候 那个四分卫那个 quarterback 就把球丢给他自己的队友。
Now in the first half, the quarterback of Cal, he threw a ball to his teammate.
结果有那个三个队员呢, 他们跑错了方向。
And then three of his teammates actually ran the wrong way.
并且 touchdown, 并且得分了。
And then they actually scored a touchdown on their own goal.
这使得加州大学失去了七分。
So at that time, Cal lost 7 points.
在中场休息的时候, 所有人都说, 要把那个球员, 那个叫 Roy, 把那个球员换下来。
So now during halftime, everyone voted and said, let's put this player, Void, on the bench.
4分钟休息过了以后, 教练就跟这些队员说,
and after 10 minutes of halftime, the coach came and spoke.
他说上半场打的球员, 下半场继续地打。
And he said, whoever played on the first half, plays on the second half.
所有人都上场了，只有这个Roy还坐在那个板凳上。
So all the players went back onto the field except this guy.
那个教练就对Roy说， Roy，我不是说过了吗？上半场的球员，下半场继续打。
And then the coach came to this player Roy and said, didn't I tell you whoever played first half plays second half?
Roy抬起头来，两眼泪汪汪的对教练说。 他说加州大学因着我而输了球。
And then Roy said, look up and with tears, he said, it is because of me that my team is now down 7 points.
我不可以再上去打球了。
And I can't go back onto the field anymore.
结果教练说, Roy, 你不要搞错了, 那只是上半场啊。
And then the coach looked at Roy and said, well, I think you made a mistake. That was only the first half.
教练鼓励Roy。
So the coach encouraged Roy.
结果他上场以后就拼命的冲，拼命的得分。
So he came back onto the field and he played with all his might.
教练给了他第二次的机会。
Because the coach gave him a second chance.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道。
Brothers and sisters, we all know this.
爱就是给对方第二次的机会。
That love is always giving a second chance.
我们神也给我们许许多多的机会。
And when God loves us, He gave us many, many chances.
虽然我们把事情搞砸了。
Even though we make mistakes.
但是神却要借着我们这些搞砸的事情来恢复我们。
God wants to use us on our
failures
so that we can be built,
来使用我们,
that we can be used,
来祝福我们,
that we can be blessed.
我们一起低头祷告,
so let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
我们看到彼得在这里失败了。
That here we learn of Peter's failure.
彼得失败得很惨。
And we know that Peter failed completely.
从人看来，他是无药可救。
Now in a man's eyes, we thought that he cannot be saved.
但是从你的眼神来看，却是一个让他回转的机会。
But now in your sight, you see that as a way to turn him around.
所以说，在我们的人生里面，
So Lord Jesus, in our lifetime,
我们也有许多的失败。
We make many mistakes.
但是从你的眼光里面来看，那是一个我们回头的机会。
But yet, in your mind, you just treat that as another chance we can turn back to you.
我们谢谢你今天早上把这样话说在我们的里面。
So we thank you this morning for these words.
每一个时刻，你都在怀念着我们。
That in all times you remember me.
我觉得下面这段时间，我们大家都低头的时候，我来问。
So let me ask you this question.
如果我们中间自己觉得自己已经一败涂地了。
Now, if you think of yourself as a mistake,
你愿意神在你身上做工,
if you want God to work on you,
在你的软弱的上面, 在你失败的上面,
to work on you on your weakness and on your failure,
也许你的失败是在婚姻上面,
maybe your mistakes or failures is in your marriage,
在管理, 管教孩子上面,
maybe as a parent,
或者在你事业上面
maybe at your workplace
或者在你与亲人或者同事中间的关系上面
or maybe it's in the relationship between you and the people around you
不要忘记我们的主正怀念着你
but don't forget that God remembers you
他要借着你的失败来挽回你
and God wants to use your failure to turn you around
如果我们中间有这样的人说神啊我愿意在我身上看见你的能力
If you are in the midst of us and if you want to see this great might of our God
你在你的位置上举起你的右手我为你祷告
How about you raise up your right hand and I will pray for you
好感谢主好感谢主好请放请放讲还有没有我们每一个人在地上常常跌倒常常失败
For we as human we always make mistakes and we always fall
从我们的角度来看我们是一败涂地
Now in our mind we are just failures
但是神却要来借着这个机会来挽回我们
But God wants to use this as an opportunity to turn us around
好叫我们重新得力
So that we can now have strength
好叫我们可以紧紧的跟随
So that now we have the strength to follow him
甚至于被他所用
And maybe even one day to be used by him
我再来问还有没有刚刚还没有举手的、
so、
愿意、愿意在自己失败当中看见神的作为
Is there anyone of you that wants to see God's mind
请放下好 我为你们祷告
That I'll pray for you
主耶稣我们感谢赞美你
So Lord we thank you
每一个在你面前举手的人
Whoever raised their hand before you
看自己不过就是一个破碎的器皿
They see themselves as just a broken vessel
但是主啊这个破碎的器皿值不得什么
But Lord what is this broken vessel to you
但是里面却有一个宝贝
And you tell us that there is this treasure in us
这个宝贝要在这个瓦器的里面发出那莫大的能力
And this treasure wants to shine its light in this vessel
你要来使用我们刚刚举手的每一位
So why don't you use all of us that raise a hand
在你的国度的里面在神的家中
So that in your kingdom, in your house
成为一个贵重的器皿
We can be your noble vessel
成为你自己的精兵
And we can be your royal soldier
我们求你来祝福刚刚举手的每一位
So we ask that you will bless everyone who raised their hand
我们知道你的工作要继续
Because we know that your work will continue
我们都把自己交在你的面前
So let us put us in your hand
愿你的名得到荣耀
We ask that your name be glorified
祷告靠主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray
Amen